From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 8:55 and 34 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. And we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Reginald. It's great to be here. December corn in early trade is down 3 1/4 at 4.24 3/4. November soybeans down just a penny and a quarter at 10.43 1/2. And December Chicago SRW wheat down a penny and a half, also at 5.11 1/2. Checking on outside markets, last glance, Dow Jones up 329 points at 47,064. And December WTI crude oil up 18 cents at 61.97. So markets opening slightly lower here in early trade after yesterday's really welcome bounce. Yesterday, corn finished up 5 cents. Soybeans were up a dime and wheat was up 9 cents as well. All eyes are on President Trump's trip to Asia. He took off today, it sounds like, and ultimately he's expected to meet with Chinese counterpart President Xi on Thursday next week in South Korea. This is a big deal because if talks fail, additional U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports are set to go into effect on November in just 1 week. So that's definitely the elephant in the room is our lack of Chinese export business. There were some rumors yesterday of some U.S.-Chinese trades of soybeans off the PNW, off our West Coast. But it's proved to be just that, just a rumor here. And with our government shutdown, we are not seeing flash sales that must be reported. We usually get those at 8 a.m. Central Time. And again, with the government shutdown, we're not getting that information readily available like we're used to. Conditions have been overbought for soybeans at this point. Technically speaking, we're 10.43 1/2 right now. We have seen some farmers selling in this 10.30 to 10.40 range as basis contracts near expiration, and they must price or roll here by the end of October. Corn has been unbelievably range bound, pretty much within a dime of 4.20. You go clear back to end of August. Right now, live quotes, December's 4.25. So we're within a nickel of that 4.20 mark. And we've been there, like I said, for the better part of the last 2 or 3 months. Government shutdown, like I mentioned, we're on day 24. Although we are seeing some FSA offices reopening with a limited staff, conducting limited essential duties, a really prevalent thing for the Western Corn Belt. 2024 ARC PLC payments are getting processed with the partial reopening. Again, this is mostly relevant for folks in the like parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota that had bad flood damage, if you recall. And ARC County elections, they reduced some substantial payments in that part of the Western Corn Belt. So those are getting processed. So that's good for that crowd. Funds were estimated to be pretty substantial buyers yesterday. They bought 15,000 corn contracts, 11,000 soybean contracts, and these are estimates because we are, again, not getting the CFTC reports because of the government shutdown. They're estimated to be net short 81,000 contracts of corn, net long, actually, 31,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 93,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. We are seeing basis improve pretty impressively, which it does happen. As harvest wraps up, it's really common to see basis snap back, but it's just really impressive the volume, it's the level of snap back. It's been pretty impressive, especially up in North Dakota. I mean, we were hearing about no bid on beans 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now processors are really pushing basis to get coverage, and we're seeing that here too in central Illinois as well. The weather forecast is mostly dry. Southern Illinois, parts of Indiana, and the Mid-South are expected to get heavy rains in the 7-day precipitation forecast. And the 6 to 10 day forecast is near normal to a little bit cooler for the southeast on temps and near average precip for our area and wetter than normal for the eastern coast. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. Illinois travels to Seattle. We kick off against Washington tomorrow at 2:30. Thanks, Reginald.
Thank you, Danny. And you're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD1 and HD3 Urbana.